بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم له مقاليد السماوات والارض صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Sayyidina Ali رضي الله تعالى the beloved son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, married to Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions to the people, he says, خُذُوا عَنِّي هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ الْخَمْسِ فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَوْ رَكِبْتُمْ الْمَطِيَّةِ مَا أَدْرَقْتُمْ مِثْلَهُنَّ. He says, take these five advices from me. Appreciate these five advices from me. Because even if you had to mount a conveyance, a camel at the time, a horse at the time, لَوْ رَكِبْتُمْ الْمَطِيَّةِ حَتَّى تُنْصِبُوهَا. You ride a conveyance, you mount a conveyance, and you undertake a very long and tedious journey to such an extent, hatta tunsibuha, you tire out, you exhaust the animal. In other words, you traverse a very, very, very far distance. But you will never get ma adraktum mislahunna, you will never attain the type of advice that I am going to give you. You may search for advices throughout wherever you go and so far and wide you may go, but take these very precious advices that I am going to share with you. So he mentions five advices, and we don't have time to go into very detail. But the first one, he says, لا يرجون عبد إلا ربه. That a person, a servant of Allah, should only have hopes in his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of us go through various type of problems in our lives. And there are times in our lives we are down and out. We become so despondent, sad, distressed, gripped with anxiety. It seems everything is so dark around us. The end of the world. There's nobody seeming to assist us, rescue us from this problem. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pin our hopes only in Allah Rabbul Izzat. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says in Surah Ash-Shura, 25th juz of the Quran, that to Allah belongs the keys of the treasures of the skies and the earth. Another verse, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. The treasures to the unseen is only by Allah. In Ayat al-Kursi, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs everything in the skies, in the earth, what is between the skies and the earth, above the skies, below the earth. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. Allah is the creator of every single atom, molecule, particle. He is the wakeel, he is the guardian, the protector over every single one of us. So don't lose hope. That sister who has been emotionally abused, she's going through pain, misery, grief. She feels nobody is listening to her plea and cry. There are dark clouds over you. There are dark clouds over her, and she feels so distressed. Sometimes she's physically abused by her husband. Perhaps she's got no parents, or they're old, or they got no say in the matter. There's no brothers to defend her. She's going through misery, pain, emotional abuse. To that sister, do not lose hope. Allah is with you. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi says, if the whole world turns against you, if the whole world turns against you, still look at that lover. Still look at that Allah who is with you. That is the true friend. He says, then still look at that friend. And Allah is the only loyal friend. The whole world can abandon you. You're in a financial situation. You're all broke. You've got no person to assist you. You have reached such an ebb in your life that everything looks so dark around you now. Turn to Allah. Have hopes only in Allah. And Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah says that don't be sad. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down hope in the most difficult of times. Just like how the heaviest rain comes with the darkest of clouds. The heaviest of rains comes with the darkest of clouds. Allah is that loyal friend. Allah is that person who one seeks refuge in. The word Allah, if we go into the root letters of Allah and how Allah is derived from Aliha and Alaha, and ulama have gone into academic discussions, which simply means that Allah is that Zat, that being whose refuge is sought by every person. Allah is the protector. He is that God that never falls asleep. We have guards, security guards in companies and homes, and sometimes you come and you see the person is fast asleep. Allah is never overtaken by slumber or sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. If you have Allah, you have everything with you. You've got nothing to fear. But if you do not have Allah, you had no hopes in Allah, then you have everything to fear. So sometimes it's fear of enemy. Or it's a financial depression you're going through. Or psychological problem you have. A domestic issue. Turn to Allah. Pin your hopes only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Allah says, whatever rahmat Allah ta'ala opens out to any person, there'll be no person who can hold back that mercies from coming down to you. You're begging Allah for His mercy. You're turning to Allah for help. You're saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You're crying out to Allah. You're shedding those tears. And perhaps those tears have now become dry. But remember, the heaviest rains comes with the darkest of clouds. Allah is the only hope we have. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليك. There is no refuge, there is no source of hope but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever the problem, whatever the situation, turn to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, لو أن الأمة, if the entire ummah, لَوِجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَئِنْ لَا يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَئِنْ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَوِجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَئِنْ لَا يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَئِنْ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. That if the entire nation has to come together and try to benefit you in something, they will not be able to benefit you except that amount which Allah has decreed in your favor, which Allah wants to give you. And if they gather to cause you any harm, they will not be able to harm you, except that amount that Allah wishes that harm comes to you. In other words, if Allah does not want any harm to come to you, then no person can harm you. Focus should only be on Allah. Ya Raja'ana, He is our source of hope. So whatever the condition, whatever the plight, every person seems to have abandoned you, but turn to that true friend that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have Allah, you have everything. When you say Allahu Akbar, what are we saying? The problem is people like me who are so weak, we don't ponder over these great words that we are reading in Salah. There is no power, there is no superpower, there is nothing in this world, no king, no president, no prime minister, no scholar, no wealthy person who is greater than Allah. Allah is most great. And we commence our salah with Allahu Akbar. Having hopes only in Allah, reminding ourselves that all greatness, loftiness, grandeur belongs only to Allah. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Blessed is that Zat and that being in whose control is all sovereignty. He is Aziz, most powerful, Hakim, most wise. He is Allah. Munad al-Hammal, rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great sage of his time, was a Zahid. Simple person, yet he was loved by the people. Very pious and alim. There was a king, a tyrant king at the time, who Ibn Tulun, who had passed some verdicts and some decree, and he had mentioned certain things which was against Sharia. So Bunan al-Hammal goes up to him, protests, and explains to him that what he's doing is wrong. And this angers this king. And he tells his men to now imprison him, take him to the gallows, and take him in a public arena, and let a hungry lion loose upon him. Because Bunan al-Hammal, rahmatullahi alayhi, was firm. He was steadfast. He was not going to bend to please the tyrant king and sign a verdict, a fatwa that was against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day comes when now he's in the eyes of the public in this arena, and he's there lying on the ground, and when he's hungry, lion is set loose upon him. And you can imagine the atmosphere then. People are, they who are present, who are close friends of Bunan al-Hammal, his students, his murids. And they know now he's going to meet his death. Mort is inevitable, and he's going to be killed very brutally. And the others who are on the side of the king, and they were waiting to see him now, that how he's going to meet his end. And they say this lion comes, running towards him. And when he reaches him, the lion suddenly pauses, stops, it halts. And everybody's watching. The lion then begins to sniff him, sniff his body. His murids then realize, his students realize, that there is now the divine help of Allah coming. Something so strange, because they saw the lion suddenly retreating, as though showing respect to Bunan al-Hammal. And suddenly the lion goes away back. When this tyrant king realizes that he has failed miserably, Bunan al-Hammal is successful, he's an Allah wala, he lets him go free. His students come running to him, Hazrat, tell us, what was the feeling you had when you were lying down, and the lion with his mouth there right in front of you, and he began to sniff at you, how did you feel? He says, I was pondering over the mas'ala, whether the saliva of the lion is pak or napak. I was pondering over the mas'ala that if the lion's saliva has to touch my body, will that part of my kurta become pak or na pak? My mind went on to that. My respected friends, and may Allah Ta'ala give us that bond and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have hopes only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمِ. In one riwayat, which Ibn Allan rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, and he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَقْطَعَنَّ أَمَلَ مَنْ يُؤَمِّلُ غَيْرِي. I will cut off the hopes that any person has in anybody else besides me. You have hopes that my father will assist me, my mother will help me, my brothers will help me, my friends will help me, makhluq will help me. And you forget Khaliq, you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, I will dash all his hopes in those people. I will cut off the hopes he has of people. لَأَقْطَعَنَّ أَمَلَ مَنْ يُؤَمِّلُ غَيْرِي. And then, وَلَأَحْجُبَنَّهُ عَنْ قُرْبِي وَلَأُبْعِدَنَّهُ عَنْ وُصْلِي. Allah says, I will block him from reaching me, getting my qurb. He will not get wusul ila Allah. He won't reach me. I'll keep him far away from me. يُؤَمِّلُ غَيْرِي وَبِيَدِي الشَّدَائِدِ. He's in difficulties, but he's going to every other person beside me. Whereas conditions, difficulties, hardships, all in my hand, my control. وَيَتْرُكُ بِالْفِكْرِ أَبْوَابَ غَيْرِي. He's going and knocking on the doors of others, seeing Mr. So-and-so, that person, he's a prominent person, let me go to him. And he bypasses me. وَهِيَ مُغْلَقَةً وَهِيَ مُغْلِقَةً. Those people's doors, who he is going to, they are closed. وَبَابِي مَفْتُوحٌ لِمَنْ دَعَانِي. But my doors are always open for the one who just says, Ya Allah. Whatever the condition, you got a physical problem. There are people who are not well. They've got serious conditions, illnesses. Some have got some rare diseases. There are people who are living for years with cancer. They know what they are going through. Chemotherapy. Then they're going for radium. Sometimes they feel good, sometimes they feel low. People have heart problems. So whether it is a physical ailment, it's a spiritual ailment, financial problem, domestic problem, social problem, whatever it is, turn only to Allah. Hopes only in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Everything is in His control. And Allah is that friend who will never abandon us. And alhamdulillah, we have seen now, of course, it's not the end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza. Imagine going back to homes which are completely demolished, ruins. But those people's iman is of such a high standard. When the whole world abandoned them, they had only pinned their hopes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had yaqeen in Allah. And Allah is showing them that how now trucks of food and supply will come to them. And Allah humiliated those zalimeen who persecuted them, who murdered savagely, brutally, their families and their children. May Allah help them to restore Gaza once again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help must come. Sometime it comes immediately, but most of the time it comes after a long period. And Allah is checking our sabr at that time. Allah is seeing, is my banda still coming towards me? Or he's got hopes in other people? This is a test upon us. So Sayyidina Ali Radhan says, La yarjuwanna abdun illa rabbah. That banda should not have, any person should not have hopes in any person besides his Rabb. And then he says, Wala yakhafanna illa dhanbah. He fears nothing but his sins. His worry and concern that I must not displease my Allah. I must not commit any sins. I must not do things that my Allah is going to become naraz with me. And this is the whole focus in most of our gatherings and majlises that we have on Islam. That abandon all type of sins. In preparation for Ramadan, we should have already started, as I mentioned a few weeks back, that Rajab is this month now, and then Shaban. But do not wait for Ramadan to start, and then now, we are now battling now to give up sins in our life, and especially those habitual sins, which we are finding so difficult to give up. Even in the month of Ramadan, the person can't give it up. So start from now. Make that concerted effort. It's hard on the nafs. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Sometimes he committed a small act. Yes, it was a slip, a sin. But you and I will treat that insignificant. They took it like mountains of sins above the head. Hadith of Rasulullah. Inna al-mu'mina yara dhunubahu ka'annahu qa'idun tahta jabalin yakhafu an yaqa'u alayhi. A mu'min treats sins so significantly, so seriously, as though he's sitting under a mountain, and a huge mountain is above his head, and he has this fear that just now this mountain will collapse upon me and crush me into pieces. So before that sins that are going to overwhelm me, let me make sincere tawbah and istighfar. Let me run away and escape from sins and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how we mentioned last week. Inna al-hasanat yudhibna sayyat. The moment a person did any sin, then immediately do a good deed. The good deed will wipe out that bad deed. Make sincere tawbah and istighfar. Do some good deed. And this bad deed will be obliterated. A mu'min treats sins seriously. And on the converse, a fajir, a fasiq, he treats sins like a fly that is settled down on a person's nose and the person is not even bothered about it. So he will continue persisting in sins. And the sins become so heavy, then to leave he becomes a habitual sinner, it engulfs his heart. So my respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters in Islam, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Escape towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنَ الْمَعَاسِ إِلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ. Move away from shaitan, following shaitan, and make ittiba of shaitan, go towards ar-Rahman, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Sahaba, there were instances when they made some, as I said, made some merits, some blunders, some mistakes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then showed us that how we should make tawbah. But there was a person who committed zina, and he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَصَبْتُ الْحَدَّ فَأَقِمْهُ عَلَيَّ. He did wrong, or she did wrong, and they came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have committed such an offense that necessitates the hadd penalty, that penalty which Allah has mentioned in the Quran. Person makes zina, this is the punishment. Person who does, he steals, this is the punishment. Those are penalties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down. No person can alter and change that. They had that khawf. I must not leave this world with having sins to pay for in the akhirat. Allah must purify me, cleanse me in this dunya. So this is the real khawf they had of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala grant us also the khawf of committing sins. And that is why you find Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, many sahaba, they would wish they were a blade of grass that was just cut off, or a tree that was just cut off and done with. Because they had such hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite being given glad tidings of radiyallahu anhum radu'an in this world, they still feared that I must not go before my Allah, and I've got mountains of sins, and how I'm going to pay for it on the day of Qiyamah. And then the third advice, Sayyidina Ali radu says, لا يستحي أن يقول إذا سئل أمّا لا يعلم إني لا أعلم. That a person should never feel shy, and of course more towards for an alim or a student or a mufti, when he is asked a question and he does not know the answer, he should never feel embarrassed and shy to say, I do not know. لا أدري. I do not know the answer. A person travels for 6 months, sent by his people. Imagine, 6 months. He comes to Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, who is in Madina Munawwara. He is known as Imam Udar al-Hijra. He is the Imam of Madina Munawwara. The great faqih, muhaddith, thousands of people flock to him, asking him questions, masail, learning hadith, etc. from him. This person comes and asks him a question on behalf of his people back at home. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi says, La adri. I do not know the answer. La uhsin. I don't know. The man says, what am I telling my people? They sent me to ask you this question. I traveled so long, 6 months, and I must tell them you do not know. He was not shy. He did not know the answer. He won't just copy and paste and just force some answer. Mari sharam. Hey, what do you think of me? I'm a mufti. Well, I'm an alim. And I don't know the answer. No, he did not know. He did not know. He's honest. He's truthful. There's an occasional person asks one question, second question, third question, approximately 12 questions. Imam Malik, genuinely, he didn't want to take a chance. He said, La Adri, La Adri, I do not know the answer. I do not know the answer. So if a person does not know the answer, he must be brave enough, honest enough to say, I do not know. Ask somebody else. And the fourth one, Imam Sayyidina Ali Ram says, La yastahi. يتعلم, إذا لم يتعلم. A man does not have knowledge, he should never feel shy to learn, despite his age. And you find the Salaf al-Salihin, there are hundreds of examples. Hundreds of examples. The person is not 20 years old, 30 years old. They mention of people of 70 years of age and plus. And they will still go and learn from the scholars of the time. They will learn. They will learn Quran. They will learn Hadith. They will never feel shy and embarrassed and have pride. How can I go and learn now? They didn't feel embarrassed to go and sit with others to learn, seek knowledge. So amongst the Sahaba even, and many others, despite their old age and they had become white, they will still go and seek knowledge from the people, the Muhaddithin, Mufassirin, Fuqaha of the time. And he says, finally, إِنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الرَّأْسِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ He says, sabr, who in relation to iman, is like the head of the body. The head, there is no body without a head. So how important the head is, like that, sabr is part of iman. Iman is not complete if the man does not, person does not have sabr. Now sabr is a very lengthy discussion. We have three types of sabr. The normal sabr we know, some musibat came upon a person, somebody passed away, then we see, inna Allah ma'a sabirin, that now you will make sabr on this musibat. It's the common sabr, which all of us know. But the other two categories, as-sabr ala ta'ah, that a person starts some good deed, and now he's perseverant, he's patient, he's steadfast upon that. And that is, you see, in the month of Ramadan, we'll be fasting, inshallah. Allah make it easy for us. Taraweeh salah, tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, listening to bayans. And all these things are obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to be steadfast. Sometimes nafs and shaitan, okay, tonight you can read less taraweeh, or read less rakats. Okay, go to the masjid, you can park in the back there, and you can just listen. No, we have to, the men folk, have to ensure that they read the full taraweeh. Women folk at home, if you read your full taraweeh, Quran, tilawat, try and finish the khatam in the month of Ramadan. Let us not make feeble excuses just to miss the fast. And then we see, you know, we'll give fidya and kafara, and then we'll see afterwards. No. This is important for us to have sabr, to be patient, steadfast on any good deed that we do. And enjoy doing that good deed. And then we have sabr anil ma'asiyah. This is the difficult one. A person is tempted to do some haram, tempted to cast a lustful glance. He's tempted to speak lies. He's tempted to cheat. He's tempted to do that. Whatever it is. Now he has to refrain. He has to pull back. Perhaps fasting is easy, but to stay away from ghibah is difficult. Perhaps reading Quran is maybe easy for him. To make dhikr is easy for him. But not to cast a lustful glance at a woman, that's hard for him. So this also requires sabr. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq and hidayat, we'll elaborate and expound more on sabr, the different classes of sabr. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Said Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه. Ya Allah, you have got everything in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the treasures of this world is in your control, my Allah. It is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are only source, you are our only source of hope, my Allah. We have hope only in you, my Allah. We have raja only in you, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Those who are in suffering some distressful condition, my Allah. Whatever it may be, my Allah. Whether it's a financial problem, my Allah. A social problem. Domestic problem, my Allah. A spiritual problem, my Allah. A physical ailment, my Allah. Allah, fear from any makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all those difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have, Ya Allah, only fear for you, my Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Akbar, my Allah. There is nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most great, my Allah. You are most merciful, most kind, my Allah. Forgive us for every single wrong we have done, my Allah. We have disobeyed you, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, amadan, khata'an, major sins, minor sins. Ya Allah, we committed so many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab hum nadim hai. Sharminda hai, ya Allah. Hum mujrim hai, ya Allah. Iqrari mujrim hai, ya Allah. You are the only one who can forgive, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. My Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, humari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Rabbana aatina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adab al-nar. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Allah, don't turn away from us, my Allah. Allah, do not turn away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, jahan bhi ummat pareshan hal ho, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, you restore Gaza, my Allah. Those buildings have been, oh, ya Allah, there's only ruins there, my Allah. Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, you make all those buildings come up again, my Allah. Make them be aman and aman, my Allah. Protect them from the Muslim brothers and sisters. Protect them, my Allah, from the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Make the hifazat, grant them afiyat, salamati, Ya Allah. Aman and iman, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are not well, my Allah. So many young and old, masoom children also, my Allah. Eh, Bari Ta'ala, eh, Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, Allah. You are Shafi, Shifa is in your hands. Grant them complete Shifa, my Allah. Eh, Malik, Ya Kareem, give us halal and tayyib, rosy. Give us plentiful, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different hadats and needs, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. Our elderly sitting here, young, masoom children, my Allah. Mothers and sisters and brothers at home, Ya Allah. Having hopes only in you, my Allah. Send those merciful rains now, my Allah, of your rahmat, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wal-rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha, rahmati man siwak. Remove our difficulties, our worries, our fears, our concerns. Our sorrows, Ya Allah, whatever pareshani we have, Ya Allah. Fulfill all our hadat and needs, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yahudi kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, young boys and young girls of marriageable age. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Protect them from committing zina and having a bad life, my Allah. Bless them, Ya Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Guide our youth, my Allah. Guide all of us, my Allah. يا الله ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما حاضرين غائبين سبق دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.